2 weeks ago, City Council put off deciding whether or not to allocate $1.5 million for the next step in replacing St. Pete's iconic inverted pyramid. Instead, they asked for the funding request to be broken down into how the money would be spent. During the meeting yesterday, St. Pete Mayor Bill Foster said he wants to move forward, but also make sure the city doesn't waste any money.
I like the a la carte options and going forward and spending only that which is necessary to obtain approvals for demolition, address questions of the public.
Those questions will need to be answered now that opponents of the lens have turned in more than 20,000 petitions, which could force a referendum on the August 27th ballot, asking whether or not the city should cancel its contract with Michael Maltzen Architects to build the lens. An opponent of the design, Mark Ellis, said the city can do better.
We have Baywalk, and that was a total debacle, total disaster. The taxpayers were stuck with it. Look at it now. They're tearing a lot of it down. It just wasn't economically viable. And where I want to get that is translate it to the new design of the pier. I took my girlfriend down to the existing pier. I took him to my friend's club, bought her a nice dinner. There were things to do there. There's a common area where people could congregate, listen to a band, dance. The lens proposal, there's nothing to do out there. Okay, it's got an ice cream shop. I don't like ice cream. You're going to have a cafe? Can I get a latte, maybe a hot dog? A lot of this hasn't been addressed.
Many critics of the new design wore red shirts that said stop the lens, but there were almost as many residents packing city council chambers wearing blue shirts that said make lens, not war. Tampa Bay area pitchman Anthony Sullivan has taken many a break from hawking OxyClean on infomercials to get behind the push to build the lens.
But do you ever get that teacher in class? There's some kids here, right? Always gives you an F. You know, no matter what you do, you get them. I believe the opposition group, honestly, they're that teacher that just gives you an F regardless. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you put forward, it doesn't good enough. It's going to be a wind tunnel. It's going to fall down. It's going to rust. Nobody likes it. It's a $50 million sidewalk to nowhere. The list goes on and on and on.
The kids Sullivan referred to were Boy Scouts putting in time to earn their government participation badges. City Councilmember Wengay Newton has been a booming voice of opposition to the lens.
First of all, I think using the Boy Scouts was a new low. I've been here going almost 6 years. I never seen them come in and speak pro or con on anything. And they come in to get their merit badges, and I didn't know there was a merit badge in exploitation. I thought that was a new low.
Newton was one of three council members to vote against spending more than $800,000 to move forward with the lens. He was joined by Carl Nurse, who has recently sided with lens critics, and Charlie Gerdes. But longtime St. Pete resident Stephen Ergo cautioned council members about the implications of hitting the pause button.
What architectural firm is going to want to spend the time and money to design preliminary plans only to have them rejected by yet another referendum? Residents would all have a right to vote on this. But the council also has the right to vote and the authority to approve and continue this project.
Some critics of the lens, talking amongst themselves before the meeting started, had already resigned to the fact that a portion of the money was going to be approved. But that didn't stop them from trying. Howard Taylor was among one of the first to speak during nearly 2 hours of public comment. He showed a satirical video chastising the design using photos of angry mobs from the movie Young Frankenstein.
But many of the drawings had no basis in reality, such as an amphitheater, drawbridge, and energy islands, with crystal clear water both in the bay outside and inside the lens. You see, it was called the lens because it would be a window into the underwater world beneath and provide views of the bay below. Villagers were surprised at this because everyone except the architect knew the water was too dark for that sort of visibility. However, the name stuck.
Other critics suggested Mayor Foster keep the existing pier open until after the August 27th referendum. Foster said that's not an option because it's too expensive.
It's just 90 days. It's just $400,000. Where do I get that? You take the subsidy of $1.4 million to $1.5 million, you remove your anchor tenants in Columbia and Cha-Cha's, and you leave the existing tenants on the first floor with an elevator up to a roof without any venting up on the top. That's where you get that. And it's probably, I don't know how many businesses would remain, but if it's 15, it's in excess of $20,000 in subsidy per business. That is not a wise decision and use of taxpayer money.
The vote to approve additional funding means Michael Maltzen Architecture can move forward with a portion of the design development phase, and Skanska, the construction company, can go ahead with pre-construction plans. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.